The Peter Pan syndrome describes people who don't grow up. When they're adults, they're acting like children. This happens obviously with a lot of men, and they call it malolescent, as in adolescent, where you get a lot of adult men who like to party, like to have fun. It's almost great to be around them at first, but then of course they can do nothing else, and the pattern becomes irritating. And they tend to lose their partners, tend to lose jobs, and so on. Peter Pan syndrome speaks about adult children. It was made popular with a movie called Failure to Launch, where we had Matthew McConaughey living with his parents as an adult, dating women, taking them back to mom's house. And this is a pattern that's definitely exploded since the movie came out about 10 years ago or more. And it's something we see more and more significantly. The Peter Pan syndrome speaks of people who are adults, who've become stuck in an childhood emotional state. Peter Pan was a kid who decided he never wanted to grow up. And who can blame him? You know, he had, after all, Captain Hook, mean, one-eyed, patched up, hooked pirate who was after him. Who wants to grow up and be like Captain Hook? I think Captain Hook are often our parents, you know, the metaphor for our parents, and people are going to psychologists. And the psychologists are saying, you know, the problem for the Peter Pan syndrome, the failure to launch, the adult childhood syndrome, whichever you're going to call it, is a problem with parenting. Parenting that was never enough seldom is. And whichever way we look at it, we must look at the childhood trauma of it. You know, Peter Pan also didn't want to grow up because he thought he would forget how to fly. And you know, he would forget his spirit, he would forget that fun-loving side of himself. And of course, life demands two sides, at least to you. Maturity is part and parcel of any spiritual experience that people have. You know, step 12 of AA says having had a spiritual experience. Somehow that does require a certain amount of maturity. Not an age thing, mind you. But a certain amount of maturity. When you are ready, you grow. You know, you grow past your Peter Pan childhood emotional traumas. Peter Pan had, for example, Wendy, who was the girl he couldn't be with. She grew up, and of course he never did. So he lost that relationship metaphorically. And, you know, that's one of the deep losses that we have. With keeping something like the Peter Pan syndrome going. You also fall prey to things like addictions to keep the lie going. Numbness, hiding emotions, that might be a good example of what Neverland is. The world demands a lot from us. You know, today, I always say people are very, very stretched. Stretched for time, stretched emotionally, you know. Stretched in their careers and their jobs, trying to be a good parent and not making the same mistakes that cause Peter Pan syndrome can also be a big problem that we've got to try and avoid. So we don't want our kids to turn into Captain Hook, and we certainly don't want to either. Interesting thing about the story of these characters in Neverland is that Hook was chased by a dragon, a crocodile, alligator, whichever part of the world you're in. And inside that alligator was a clock. You know, and for me, that clock can symbolize reality and the time that's ticking away, as time is almost lost in the childhood adventures that they have with the Lost Boys, Wendy, Hook, and all the pirates fighting battles amongst each other, but never really growing up or never really having that spiritual experience that the 12 steps talk about. being lost in Neverland is something that people instantly can relate to when we sit in groups and talk about what's not working in life. And coming out of Neverland is maybe the spiritual experience that the steps are really talking about. So being an adult child does not work. It certainly does not do anything for one's emotional intelligence, which I think you start to need more and more as you grow up. And as life demands more and more personal responsibility and accountability from you. So whether you want to call it a male adolescent, whether you want to call it Peter Pan syndrome, whether you want to call it failure to launch, the problem of adult children, which more and more of us have, understand that whether it's the problem of parents being too over-controlling, giving too much, and not allowing the child the space to cope, or whether it's us responding to parents, to the world, to the pressures of life, not being able to mature emotionally, doesn't really matter. You will probably find you can't throw out whichever theory you take, you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater. It's probably a bunch of things put together, you know, including childhood trauma, which, mind you, everybody suffers from childhood trauma. There are different degrees of it, sure, but we've all suffered from some kind of childhood trauma, rejection, bullying, fear of not being enough, low self-esteem, whatever it's going to be that we do take into adulthood. The Neverland that once used to serve us and allow us to keep the smile and keep the game going has to go at some stage. If we really, really want to find things like peace, joy, lasting happiness, success in career and relationships, then we need emotional maturity, emotional intelligence, as well as psychological and emotional intelligence. And then you get something like spiritual intelligence, which really means that you start to look inwards and you start to see the Captain Hook within yourself, and the ticking clock of the alligator is probably inside each and every one of us. So being a Peter Pan serves us in the beginning, fails us in the end. And the way through is really getting into some kind of process, which really everyone should be in, where you are growing spiritually, growing emotionally, and looking within, always looking within. So spiritual awakening can really get you out of a Neverland situation, numbing feelings, which obviously ends in numb consequences, you know, that feeling that you're never getting anywhere, that feeling that whatever you do doesn't succeed, you know, that can come from having a Peter Pan mentality. So growing up may sound like the death of our flight, may sound bad to Peter Pan, but it's something that we need to do at one time or another in our lives. And I wish you all a great spiritual experience as you do it. The brain tends to think that it will be the death of our childhood, the death of fun, the death of games, flight. But really it's not. A spiritual experience out of Neverland into reality, which is a good thing. Reality is always kind. So just know that that is the case. And as you grow through the various stages or steps of life, you will come to see that life is, although wild and chaotic, also secure, peaceful, and very, very giving of love. Thank you.